All right, let's do it. When we're done with him, he'll be more of an outcast than a seagull at an Adam Sandler movie.
This is my old bicycle that I had from when I was 10. Sometimes the banana seat hurts my hiney.
Will you shut up?
You shut up, man. It's a comedy.
When I ring the bell, it makes my pants feel funny. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm in radio. In radio. Yes, in radio. All righty then. Let's make it happen. In 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to the first edition in Forever and a Day of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me co-hosting this week is the Brother Bear.
Boy, Will. Howdy.
Will, good to have you. Good to be in the damn studio. It has been a ways, has it not?
Yeah, probably, I guess a month.
Month and a half, too?
I
mean,
no, I remember I did a lot of stuff like right before I had surgery, so it's been like May 2nd, so not even a month.
All right. Well, you can listen to us live whenever we are in the studio, 3 to 4 p.m. every Saturday on, we have audio archived at impapasbasement.com. We have the live feed at WEBR. God.
I don't know.
GD, I'm screwing it all up.
Who
it has been
cares?
That long. It's been www.fcac.org/EBR. No one's listening. Go through the goddamn motions with me, boy. Channel 37 on Cox. Comcast Channel 27. Poor person Cox 10.
We're no longer on.
You got the Mo Money Cox at your new residence?
We got nada.
Oh, God.
She has a TV, but...
I still got poor person Cox in the bedroom.
I can't believe if you pay for one TV, you don't get throughout the house.
You get free cable throughout the house. But it's the crappy, no cable box,
still,
ghetto TV.
How Zionist of them.
It is pretty goddamn cheap.
Really? So how much would it cost if you got, the digital cable in your room?
If I got another box thrown in my room, it would be 15 extra a month, something like that. 12 to 15.
Yeah, that ain't so bad if you have, another big TV, but for that piece of ass,
I threw my big TV in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the happening set up at my mom's house. All right, well, I wanted to cut to the crap today. It's been easily a month, like I said.
May 2nd.
Yeah, since I've done a damn thing with you. And there's been a lot of stuff to hate that's come out since then.
I figure we missed it.
Well.
Can't go to the old news for the listening audience.
F them.
They've been getting it from other sources.
This show has never been topical. I went through a month's worth of old TMZ and what would Tyler Durden do and the superficial, and I called... The good stuff. The stuff that's really been burning my nuts. Not that I really care, but I'm going to pretend I care so that we have show content for the hour.
Certainly.
Because really what I care about is getting the hell out of here, getting my hair cut, getting some video games.
My hair did.
Yeah, getting my hers did.
Where are you getting the games? Used at GameStop or something?
I'm getting me some old GameStop games or just visiting my friends who have had a PS2 forever and a day.
Right.
And stealing their games.
Returning or borrowing and never returning.
Oh, yeah. No one gives a crap anymore.
No, exactly.
It's like stealing their NES games at this point. Goddamn PS2 came out, 2000 flat?
I don't know.
2000 flat.
God, okay. You're right. I was still in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, it's forever and a day. I might as well be playing with a goddamn cave painting. Spearing mammoths for entertainment. That's how with it I am. But, okay. The one that killed me, and I hope it's just boiling your balls as much as it is mine. The damn John and Kate +8.
That's just the people who shoot to fame like that.
Yeah,
I mean, you can never predict it.
For now, the two people out there that don't know what the F John and Kate +8 is, it's a reality show on what, Learning Channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Learning so much.
Yeah, it's real nice.
That's not the freak family show or channel. It's them, the Duggars. There's even another one. I don't even know. And then, I guess, when Octomom gets her show, it'll be on there.
God, all these women who are getting famous for having twats that must look like a clown car. Yeah, just the cast of Willow rolling out of these goddamn puzz lips.
Throwing a golf pencil down a bunch.
It's horrible. And I see we have a caller. I'm not picking up. I don't have time for that crap today.
All right.
Caller, eat mine. I don't care about you, and you're going to add nothing to the show. All you can do is interrupt this fine flow. John and K plus eight. You got, first of all, again,
first
learning
John.
Channel. Yeah, well, you got John, the playboy half Chinaman, who has a weird look to him.
He's got the Asian red face.
Yeah,
like looks like he's been drinking.
The permanent Asian, for those who have Asian friends or Asian spouses or whatever.
It's a genetic thing.
Yeah,
I've
you
get
like
it.
Three drinks in them, and their face lights up like Rudolph's nose.
Yeah.
It's just fun. I mean, it's not a racist thing. It's just something they do.
Yeah, no, it's proven.
Every Asian I've partied with has openly acknowledged the Asian red face reality. It's just something they do. They light up.
Yeah.
Like Father Christmas's nutsack.
Yeah, and if you notice, like, the interviews, because the only episode I've ever seen was this new one.
I
saw, like,
I haven't even
pieces.
Seen that. I
saw, like,
don't even need
minutes.
To see that to hate it. I'm just going to hate it based on everything I've heard about it.
Well, that dude looks hurting.
Like a conservative with an Ozzy Osbourne record. I'm just going to hate.
I mean, she's disgusting, yeah. It's just the whole thing.
Well, okay, you got him. He's got the red face, the weird, just a weird, unattractive look to him overall. Just basic
schlub. I think
because
he's, like,
guy.
Losing his hair, and they paid to give him, like, a transplant or something. So maybe it's, like, restored in the front, but not in the back.
Yes, and it's kind of, like, just douchebag.
Yeah, he's still trying to rock
hair.
The, exactly, like, the gelled club kid hair.
I'm a 21-year-old blonde guy on South Beach,
and
you know.
And he's, what, like, 35, 38? Who knows?
He's got to, I think she had the sextuplets.
Now, okay, here's my big question with him, whether or not to really hate him. Did they use fertilization drugs or in vitro?
Yes. No one has a goddamn... Okay.
But did she have trouble conceiving before? Do you know?
No. She already had two effing kids before.
And that was natural? The twins?
Pretty goddamn sure.
I really know nothing about
pretty
that.
Pretty goddamn sure. Okay.
And so they went Octomom?
We'll go down the hate list. You got John. And we've covered John. He's a douchebag, red-faced.
Out of all of them, that's the one.
Oh,
to
I have
pity.
The most sympathy
yeah,
for
exactly.
him. Any guy whose woman has cranked out that many kids and she's still trying to, like, look sexy. And
I mean, she looks better now than she did before because she's gotten, like, a tummy tuck and gotten her herded and all that.
Anyone who's popping out kids, the body is just pummeled, to quote Charlie Murphy. It's beat to hell. I don't know what celebrities do short of major surgery. I don't know anyone who's popped out a kid and the body's, like, really gotten back to where it needed to be afterward.
If they're young, it does. I mean, it's like anything else. You know, if you have kids in, like, your 30s or, yeah, which you probably did, not really. You know, it's like anything else. You'll recover more quickly when you're young.
Okay, I'll give you that. But still, if you had to pick between something that hasn't passed a cinder block through it and something that has, what are you going to want to put your... You know.
Well, I mean, especially if it's someone else's kid.
What are you going
kid.
To want to hug and commit to, is what I meant to say, Will.
No, I mean, like, I could never, like, date someone who had a kid. Like, seriously.
I really wouldn't want to swing it.
That's gross.
That's why I would enjoy a couple bastards of my own just so I wouldn't feel so bad about dating chicks with kids. But I definitely need some bastards to even it out.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, if it was, like, the mother of my kids, that's different. I mean, if you love her.
Yeah, that's different.
But, no, as far as just...
I'll give you that.
Who would you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one looks better from having kids.
Exactly. Except for Rachel Hunter.
I was going to say Christina Aguilera. Jesus H.
Well, I think she threw some new tires on, if you know what I mean.
I did?
Oh, those are definitely fake.
Yeah, you're right. She used to be, like, really flat.
Yeah, they're
glorious. But no, I
think
they got even... She had the implants before she was pregnant.
This is true. And they got bigger, like around it.
Yeah, the milk surrounded the implant, so probably like...
Oh, God, we need a physiology lesson here. The milk fills the entire boob.
It fills the saline bag.
Oh, God. We are retarded.
Well, no, I mean, it depends what you got put, like, over the muscle, under the muscle, blah, blah, blah.
I think
blah.
The milk goes, like, in a little bulb in the middle of it all, though. It's not, like, the whole
All right,
can.
So then if she had the
it's not like
implant
hump.
Over top of it, then...
It okay,
pushed it out.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But either way, those things were massive.
Oh, God bless them. God, I love Christina
I think
Aguilera's
they still
right.
are, although she's kind of like
chubbified. I don't even know what the hell she's done lately.
I don't know.
I think she served my taquitos earlier today. I was drunk at 7-Eleven at 3 in the morning. Okay, you got John. You got Kate. Kate has this butchy little... Kate is the wife who's cranked out these 8 pups.
God, I wonder how many... BH is out there going to copy her effing hair now.
Ugh, is it? It's like this close to just being straight up Les haircut.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
back is like almost shaved.
Yeah, no, the back's buzzed.
Yeah.
It's long on her right side and then like ear length on her left side.
It's like a quarter of
it's like an emo Hot Topic haircut, but for like soccer
moms. She looks like
moms.
A goddamn Dragon Ball Z character. It's ridiculous.
It's really like an emo haircut.
Have you ever hooked up with a chick with short hair? That would oog the living hell out of me. You're balls deep in someone and you're running your hand up the
chicks.
Back of their head and you feel like buzz cut. You're gay.
No.
You are gay. You might as well be plowing
chicks,
Channing Tatum when you're doing that.
Because didn't that tall bitch Michelle have pretty short hair?
Which one's Michelle?
Like the giant rollerblade chick?
Oh, she had some length to her hair, man.
What about Arena, say?
Who? Serena?
Yeah.
That we both passed around like a doobie?
Yeah.
Did you ever bang Serena when she had short hair?
Not short, short-ish. Maybe
that's
not
still
short,
longer
short.
Than what Kate is rocking on the back of her head. I just saw Kate, you know, doing my show prep, my 15 minutes in the studio while I stared at myself on the camera and,
right.
You know, did nothing. But, the hair is short as hell on the back of that head.
No,
it's
I mean, it's
really
done with buzzers.
Oh, God, man. She's going to, like, the Black Ice Cube barbershop to get that kind of...
See,
the
to me,
come out.
If it's the long in the front, that doesn't really bother me. Because if you're looking at her, then you have the facade of
you're
going to
do her doggy style at some point.
Yeah, and then at that point, that is kind of creepy, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're doing Duke from G.I. Joe. You're having Spartan boy sex at that point.
No, because there's that.
It's all flop forward in her face. You're just seeing buzz cut. What are you doing? Running your hands across it for good luck while you're plowing her?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever know that porn star Belladonna.
Belladonna? I've heard. I mean,
she had like the gap tooth and like tattoos on her T's.
Is there anything grosser than tattoos on the T's?
No, but I mean, she's actually pretty, but she buzzed her hair and, you know, that's.
What the hell?
Not an attractive look for a woman.
God. Grace Jones, the quintessential buzzhead woman.
She was a singer.
She was a singer.
Actor on Fact of Life.
Was she on Facts?
I don't know. I know
she was a singer
in
the
70s.
Yeah.
She was a black in the 70s. That's all I know.
She was a black.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She was in Conan the Destroyer, the really bad Conan.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, God. Just shaved
head.
Now
she plays bass for, goddamn, what's his name? David Bowie.
Oh, there you go.
All
she also
black
had a career
as buzzed hair.
Michelle Diego and Neangelo, whatever the hell that was. And come on, let's keep the buzzed head black.
I can't.
And
think.
She donned the number 23 and took the Bulls to 6 championships.
There we go.
That's all I got at this point.
Me too.
Okay, so you got these two just suburban pieces of crap. They're nothing special.
Nope.
They have two kids. Doso kiddo. There's my Spanish for the day. I'm like Dora the Explorer. There's your Spanish.
I've never seen that show. I've heard of it.
Neither have I. What am I, a kid toucher? Come on. They take fertility drugs. She does. You know, shoots them in her gooch bag, whatever the...
So she could get on TV.
I can only assume they're premeditated as
well. I'm sure that's why Octomom did what she did.
You do not, because here's the deal.
I mean, even if you don't get a TV show, I think you're pretty much like set for life. With like,
do you know how goddamn sponsored?
Yeah, exactly.
Those bags are. Excuse me. Trying
I mean,
to keep the show
two,
classy here, and I almost belched on air. Pardon
me. CD F up or something?
No, that was the audio CD, not the recorder.
Oh,
we're good.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, those two are rich. They're worth like $10 million now.
Here, John and Kate.
Yeah, they make like, goddamn it!
Jesus Christ!
I can't remember if it was like 25 or 75 grand an episode.
Jesus!
Their seasons are 40 episodes deep. They're on season 5 now.
Oh my god!
She makes
god.
Like $3 grand an hour to give like motivational speeches.
Lie on your back, get injected with hormones,
and then she charges
bang
like,
a half Asian ween
$20 a head for autographs.
Oh my god! This country.
I mean, with all. Everything else, you really got to charge an Andrew Jackson for an autograph?
When is Al-Qaeda going to just blow this country up? Because really, I love America, but please, it must be destroyed.
No, there's too
kill
many
kill it
idiots,
and pave
really.
Over it. Turn us into a parking lot, and we'll start from the beginning.
And then, like, the whole cheating thing
Well, that's the whole scandal that got them famous. That
exactly. Well, I mean, I guess they were pretty rich and famous before, but I mean,
they were doing okay.
This is going to take it to another level.
Actually, get good ratings. I mean, compared to because networks in the goddamn toilet, other than American Idol, and I don't know if there's all kinds of CSIs, whatever show about chopping people up and
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, reality. The people want to see the famous people doing their fancy things.
Or chicks with like effing possum litters.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. People love their little fertile mommies. So,
why?
It grosses me out.
No, I was watching one episode when they're doing like the marathon.
What, they John and Kate?
Yeah, they just showed like when I guess like the quintuplets or whatever the F they are.
Well, okay, they had the two.
Where kids, they just show one who S'd herself and rolled around in it. And like Kate picks her up with S smeared all over her back.
I can do that.
And this is
Do that for free to get on TV.
It's just, why the hell do I want to see someone covered in excrement?
It's, well, I mean, people pay good money for that. Let's keep it real. But it's so mundane. It's just your crap life on TV. But it's on the TV.
I know.
And so I'm going to watch it. So, yeah,
there's no TNA. There's no nothing.
John and Kate Plus.
Yeah, at least Dancing with the Stars and Rock of Love. You have like.
Oh, there's something to fap it out to.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you've got these eight little terrors. And first of all, is it weird to only me that they look all 100% Asian? Like, if you told me these kids were fresh out of the Philippines and ready to make Nikes for 15 cents an hour.
You can kind of tell by like, the angles of their foreheads and anything. Usually, like,
maybe half, they'll whiten up when they get older.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They grow into it. Like, half Asian kids look really weird.
They're not even well, I agree with that. They're not even half.
A quarter.
They're quarter. And they look weird. They look more Asian than John does.
Yeah, no,
it's
like
bizarre as hell.
They really do look like that when they're kids. I don't know why. Because I've taught like half Asian kids.
Really?
Yeah.
And they just look straight like they're going to get you some Kung Pao and give you a fortune cookie and
some sucky sucky.
Yeah, bind your feet.
But break them. But yeah, and then I guess, I don't know, you know, their head shape changes as they age.
It's just bizarre. It kills me.
No, they all look like they're missing a chromosome.
Oh, they all look retarded. I mean,
they probably are. I mean, goddamn.
Oh, the six of them into that space? That's like a little bonsai kitten.
Born with birth defects. And did you see her goddamn stomach? It was like basically as Octomom.
Ever shown? Oh, they showed the gas tank while she's preggers?
Yeah, but I mean, they also showed it like she lifted up her shirt afterward. I didn't see it.
It must be so goddamn. It must look like a clear trash bag full of stew meat. What did it look like?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Damn it.
I can only imagine it looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy deflated.
God damn it. No, you're going to bring something to this conversation.
Look it up online.
I'm too lazy. You know it's going to be gross.
And no.
If it isn't, it's funnier if we do assume it's gross.
I've been with chicks, well, especially the one really tiny chick who had a kid. I mean, I don't know.
What do you think? You can carry. They get big at what point? 4 months in? Five months?
Well, no, with six kids, I mean, you look like a goddamn Goodyear blimp. I mean,
there must be so much extraneous flesh on that thing.
Well, she got a tummy tuck now, so.
I guess.
I mean, it's not going to return to normal, but.
That's like sticking your finger in the Hoover Dam, man. It's not going to do much.
Well, there's probably a reason why you never see her in a two-piece.
Yeah. There's a reason John's looking for strange.
And, like, poor quality strange at that for someone who's rich and famous.
You know,
he's hooking up with like chicks in Reading, Pennsylvania, or wherever the F they are.
Reading, Pennsylvania tens must be like even this
hour,
area,
like fours.
This area is threes. Ugly as S, and they must be our fours.
Yeah, no,
without exaggeration, our fours.
They are hurting.
Hurtings. I get so pissed because I saw about 10 minutes while at mom's house, which is now my house too because my life's going in the right direction. But this CU in Toledo, she is bitching about the fans who have followed her to some event.
Oh, she signed her goddamn paychecks pretty much.
Exactly. She goes,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, for the longest time, I was really frustrated about our fans.
But then when I got really rich and famous, all of a sudden I'm turned around on the subject.
Fans from after her signing up to put cameras on her 24/7 and watch the show, she busted her hump to get out there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And she's bitching about these fans. And then she finally says, but you know what? It dawned on me. For the most part, they're just people like me.
For the most part.
Yeah, first, yeah, exactly. Some are still pieces of human ass that are beneath me, and I wouldn't wipe my ass on their face if it would cure their
these people who
AIDS.
Won't exploit their JJs and their kids for moolah.
I just, you've how mangled your body, risked retarded babies.
That's the worst. Like,
to get
Octomom,
a show.
Like, all of her kids are, like, retarded.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, like, they're born at, like, 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're all effed. And they're not, like, retarded. They got problems. They're all like, emotionally and mentally disturbed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
I think
awesome.
Even, like, the second. Yeah, no.
I did not know that.
I knew I had this is what happens when you
something.
F with
that is
nature.
Awesome. God, so they're all messed up?
Yeah.
I don't want no grandkids. What? You didn't catch an Always Sunny reference from 4 years ago?
It sounded familiar.
Don't
remember.
Bang your sister, Dennis. No good can come of that. We are not banging.
What? Yeah, no. All her
the
whatever,
whole litter's effed up.
And what the hell did she have before? 6 sextuplets? So some of them are effed up, too.
She's disgusting. She's the real... But here's the they both, I know Kate has expressed this, very sure Octomom's on the same twat page. I really don't think I can say that on air, but whatever.
Who gives an ass?
Yeah, really.
If anyone listened to this, we'd be calling long ago.
Good point. All right. These, see you next Tuesdays.
Right.
That's all I got. See you in Toledo.
That's
see you
fine.
Next Tuesday. Yeah. They believe the state owes them cash because of how readily available fertility drugs are and fertility treatment.
They're suing the state?
Well, they believe there's nothing wrong with the fact they, like Octomom especially, got all kinds of cash from here and there.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
she was
bailing on two different kinds of state support.
Like welfare and stuff, even though she says she wants to get off it. Yeah, the bitch doesn't have a job.
She thinks it's okay because society's now saying it's okay to take so many goddamn drugs to have your babies in the first place. I'm not saying that.
No.
I don't want you having your kids. I don't want you taking my goddamn dollars either.
No, I don't even think if you have one kid the natural way, you shouldn't get support. Give it up for adoption.
Yeah.
If you can't afford it, you shouldn't.
No one made you have
you
sex.
You can't afford a goddamn condom.
Oh, it kills me.
Even a Botion.
It kills. Oh, why do we not have free abortion, by the way? Why do we not have free abortion?
Do they have that in other countries?
I would pray to God they do.
They should, really.
Oh, they need to have free abortion.
Thin the herd. What's
they need to have free abortion with, like, a Taco Bell in it, like Walmart does. Oh, God. I would be knocking people up left and right just to get the effing seven-layer burritos that I crave so badly. Oh, sweet, sweet abortion. Savor of lives.
It really. Savor of life.
Savor of everything I am now. If it weren't for abortion, where would I be?
Oh, God, I'd be dead.
Oh, I don't.
I'd be one of those dudes you hear on the news,
killed
his family,
killed himself.
There you go. Great mindset.
Where the Papa Giorgio mind goes.
No, I've thought about that many times. Oh, Lord.
No, I mean, just thank
abortion
you.
Saves
thank
lives.
You, Jesus, for teaching man how to make fire and how to kill his babies. Because without either of those, I wouldn't want to live.
Yeah. Oof. Anywho.
Yeah. Wow. We might have wrapped up that topic.
Yeah.
You hit abortion after talking about octuplets. Kind of shows where your brain was going with the whole thing from the beginning.
No, it was just this effing country. I don't see how anyone could look up to people like that. Just disgusting.
They just have horrible lives themselves.
Famous for doing nothing.
For not look.
I mean, goddamn, they make Paris Hilton
people
look good in comparison.
Oh,
she's good
looking.
Oh,
she's Lady Liberty by compare. Are you kidding me? She's Audrey Hepburn in her prime. Oh my God. No, these are just scum
and,
of the earth.
I mean, it just keeps going because this reality TV ain't going anywhere.
No, it's now on air. Papa's Basement. Check it out. Scrolling on the little monitor.
Nice.
Oh God,
we
now
the
callers. Yeah, now they know the name of the show so they can report it. God damn it. Oh, I miss it. Sweet, sweet anonymity.
What was it? Two guys and a mic?
Two guys and a mic for
that's
about.
That's what it still is.
For 18 months, they didn't get off their fat asses and change the title. We were known as Two Guys and a Mic. And it worked because it was typically two guys and a couple mics.
Maybe that's why it's been thrown off.
Yeah, two guys and a mic. That's a little gay. Think about it. Two guys, one mic.
Oh, no.
That's like sharing a Sunday. Two straws, one Sunday.
What if it was M-I-K-E?
Oh. two guys and Mike.
Starring Adam Lambert.
That was a beautiful segue.
Thank you.
Because I was just going to get on to the one show I do watch. Well, the one reality show I watch.
This is the most I've ever seen that piece of ass. I don't even know why.
There's sweet, no sweet American Idol.
Except for Bikini Girl. God damn. The turd cutter on her.
She does have a nice fart vault. Okay, American Idol had its finale last week? No, 2 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah, who gives an ass?
And it was between the less talented, fatter reincarnation of Freddie Mercury, known as Adam Lambert.
That gay dude.
That Paul Smokers is! And how would you describe Chris? I don't even remember Chris's last name.
Allen.
Chris Allen.
Even his name is boring. It's like,
Chris Allen, he is just the effing white mascot for the world. If white people had a sports team just called the Whites, it would be his smiling face.
He looks like a second banana character on like Dawson's Creek or something.
He is so nondescript. He could literally walk up to good old Mariah Papageorgiou, shank her through the gut, not 4 feet in front of me, when the cops came and were like, describe the guy, be like, I don't really know.
He's white with spiky hair.
Exactly. And it's not just because I'd laugh to see mom shanked. It's because I really wouldn't be able to describe the damn guy.
Who apparently, like, knocked Adam's D in the dirt. Well, like, it wasn't even a contest or whatever.
Okay. I would say, for those that didn't watch the show, you got Adam Lambert, who is, I would not say flamboyantly gay.
The hell are you talking about?
Okay, look, I have no gaydar whatsoever.
Jesus Christ, I could smell that through the TV.
Okay, look, he's obviously a pole smoker. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, you haven't seen, like, pictures of him making out with other dudes?
I've seen a million. I've seen
wearing,
him.
Like, cock socks.
I've seen him dressed up
censor
for
that sort of rhyme.
Drag shows.
Yeah.
You know, dressed up like
but
Liza.
But even before all that, I mean, just the way he talks,
okay,
you
the
can
dude's
just tell.
Queenie, but he wasn't like coming out and talking about his partner in the audience.
Oh, I'm sure they effing kept him on a short
and, like,
leash,
burping up sperm and stuff on. You know, he was a real gay dude, but he wasn't like, "Hey, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay."
No, because they told him it'd be poison, and his ass would be out of there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and I got
like, don't you want to follow in Clay's footsteps?
I really don't care if the dude's gay whatsoever. No. I thought he was more than enjoyable enough on stage.
It's the least boring out of all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, he did a few good things here.
Vocally,
and there.
I would say the best is probably that fat redheaded chick.
Who was the fat redhead?
Allison. I guess the only one.
Oh,
like,
oh God,
who
I love her.
Never
yeah.
really hit any bad notes.
No, I did like that little Shrek looking. She looked like Shrek, but tan.
And red.
Yeah, like but a troll doll effed Shrek.
She does look like a troll doll.
Yeah.
With flat hair.
Very troll dolled.
But yeah, no. Even Adam hit some bad notes. Like,
he. But he tried things.
And I'm sure he has.
Pause for a moment. He tried things on stage. Off and on stage.
Experimented in college.
Yes. More than one rodent is.
Rodent skeleton decomposing.
Lemmy Winks sang a duet with him. I liked Adam well enough. I got no beef with the guy.
He did the Daughtry thing, which I don't like, was steal another band's cover that the,
oh, the
idiot
cover.
Judges don't know. And
yeah, the cover
you're so
did
brilliant.
All the damn
you're
work.
You're such an artist.
Exactly. The cover version was the one with the different arrangement.
Yeah, I'll steal Gary Jules' version of Mad World.
Exactly. And they're like, oh my God, how did you even come up with this take on the Tears for Fears classic? It's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
he's
that
just covering
Ring of Fire.
A cover.
Yeah.
No, he covered four covers. There's a Ring of Fire, there's Gary Jules. Son of a bitch. What were the others? Makes me think,
I don't know. I heard him do Whole Lot of Love, and that's basically the same.
Okay.
I don't know, because at first, you know, you didn't really pay attention to him, because...
Oh, but he switched the chorus to be Love a Lot of Whole. Nice. That works for both genders, damn it. Not as funny. Okay, go on.
No, that's what I thought. It was kind of weird having this straight-up gay dude singing, like, I want to give you every inch of my love.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's singing to the Filipino boy in the front row. But,
singing to, what's his name, Norman Gentle.
Norman's waving back in character.
But
catching the kisses that Adam blows from the stage.
I mean, he didn't really stand out to me in the beginning, like when it was like 12 people.
No, I love the troll doll. She
it was
my
until
girl.
They like started kissing his beanbag.
Well, they definitely did the fat Reuben stuttered "we're anointing you" thing.
Is that, see, I didn't even watch the show, though.
Oh, they, from the beginning, it was like, Reuben, this season is not going to be about looks. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, because Justin Guarini and Kelly Clarkson are so goddamn attractive. Like, they could bang each other and start the master race. They're so effing good looking.
Wasn't Justin Guarini kind of like a pretty boy? Oh.
He was like this weird, I think he was like half Italian, half black. Looked like Sideshow Bob with a tan.
Yeah.
Kind of an ugly mother F, you ask me.
God, Kelly Clarkson, like, there's times when she looked pretty effing high. Have you seen her now?
Oh, you mean Kelly Clarkson plus 8?
Yeah, jeez.
And she hasn't given birth yet? Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
And she's still an A cup.
Oh, God, could she not get, like, 5 fat cells scooped out of either ass cheek and shot into her boobs? Because I guarantee you, hers are the size of, like, goose eggs.
Yeah.
She's got fat, the fat cells on that woman are like little Ziplocs. There's no need for a microscope with those.
No, I remember there's one Blender cover, like, in 2005, where she looked pretty effable.
She's half Greek, too. I'll give her points for that.
Yeah, disgusting.
I gotta love the country women to some degree. But, yeah, she's just gross right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Britney Spears at her worst.
No, that's it. Britney, never I thought looked it looked like better when she was like, everyone's making fun of how fat she was. There's this one time they showed like bikini pictures of her like on vacation in Mexico, like after she shaved her head.
Uh-huh.
She had like the weave on or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she had some cellulite, but that ass, man.
Oh, got nice and nice and ripe.
Yeah, it looks like a nice 30-year-old mom ass. Nice stripper ass.
Do like me a big ass. Not as much as the dear, fallen, departed Bill Papageorgio. Like, just a Titanic ass. But,
oh, God, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, well, no, I'm not talking about mom. I'm just saying dad had a lust for just gigantic asses.
I don't even want to hear that.
Much more so than Krusty the Clown, whose lust for dirty magazines kept up who in business that first shaky
No, there's letter. Definitely a point. I mean, there's a threshold that crossed where it's just too big. But
well, you don't want it to get so big.
It loses shape. And
yeah, that it starts sliding down the back of the thigh.
Right. It's just like.
But to me, it's like building a sundae where you're just stacking ice cream on ice cream on ice cream. The higher you can get it, and it's like teetering there, but it's still holding.
Right.
God bless it. It's delicious.
No, aren't there like some black ass models where they still have that, but it's just too much? Like Buffy the Body or something.
I think I might. Well, I haven't seen it, but we'll probably have to part ways on this one.
I don't know. There's a point, like, even
something
if it's
about a big ass.
I don't.
Big ass. Just something comes out of me.
So I don't.
Great ass!
Honestly. I mean, honestly, I don't like the tiny, like, Paris Hilton, like, pancake ass.
No, because, okay, I've been with a lot of chicks who have a good rack, especially in this area with a lot of, like, German and Irish blood and stuff. You're getting chicks who are packing racks.
Yeah.
We're not living in, Seoul.
No, I've only been with a few chicks that like pretty nasty racks. A couple. I've been pretty lucky in that department.
Yeah, but ass is rare. Good ass is rare.
Well, that's chick I always had a pretty decent turd cutter.
Which one was this?
Kristen or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was good eats.
Yeah.
But, God, when you're looking at a chick with a good ass, like she's just lying in your bed naked, that's good, man. You look at that, you're like, I conquered something. I did something with my life. Good rack. It's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I hate when they have, like, good ass and no tees.
If I had to choose between one or the other,
I'd go for top. And I'm not even that big on that.
I typically go top, but a good ass now and again to break the monotony. A good, good ass. Sounds like Adam Lambert's farewell speech. But no, man. Anyhow, we're getting back.
Back to him.
Back to AI. Back to Adam and Chris. Chris won. Chris won by being straight. Nothing more, nothing
less.
He's
like Christian, too. I don't know that. He's like some pastor or something.
Oh,
else.
So he's way into Christ, and he plows his wife at home, and his wife's name isn't Steve.
He's from Arkansas, and like.
Oh, God. Why did we even have the finale?
Danny Gokey was Christian, too, and so, like, you know, all his fans.
Really? Gokey was all about.
Yeah, they're both like church involved and everything.
I don't get that.
Because Gokey was like a church musical director or something.
Oh, I don't get that. I just don't get the whole.
Christ, then.
Yeah.
Me neither, but.
Really? You want to dedicate your life to some make-believe? Be my guest.
I mean, honestly,
Some ghost story, country, some voodoo. Like, no, the way we laugh at, like, Zeus and Hera.
I know. It's like, you think you're
and Marduk, you know, yeah. And it's like, oh, but Jesus lives in the sky. He's real. Yeah, okay.
On a cloud.
Yeah, and I'm going to see all my dead pets when I go there.
Yeah. No, it's just ridiculous. That was one of the biggest things that, like, changed my life. Like, the way people, like, make fun of the past or, like, your parents, you think they're so effing different from you or whatever. It's like, you don't think they were doing drugs and, like, other stupid ass and hooking up with people and they were, you
know, everyone's stupid. You're born retarded.
Not our parents. Dad, not mom.
What do you mean?
I doubt she's ever done anything fun.
Oh, no. Mom really is a square. I mean, mom really is inhuman.
But, yeah, it's like...
Like, she had a, what? She had a rat named Constantine when she was 10. And she's so dumb, she believed her brother when he said to smear Vicks vapor rub on the damn thing's nose to cure it.
Like, I forgot that.
You're putting petroleum jelly on its only breathing hole. And then she's like, why did it die the next morning? I mean, that's hilarious.
I forgot that. Jesus
Christ. No, she's damn dope. I love her, but...
Yeah.
Oh, I want to sell her some magic beans.
No, very innocent.
She is a sweet gal. Not like our God-blessed departed father, who just was an animal in his day, I can only surmise.
Little that we know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just... It so kills me that he died right when I hit 20, because he was, like, telling me all kinds of effed up stories right starting that summer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, just banging everything and knifing people and getting knifed. And Lord knows how many half-brothers we've got around.
Yeah.
Half-brothers and sisters. Probably all half-Japanese.
Who gives an S?
I don't care whatsoever. Hell, we got one half-brother we know about.
Exactly. Never even talked to.
Yeah, don't give a crap to meet Kyriakos.
Me neither.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat it. Eat it, Big K.
Lick it.
Lick it. Look at where the food comes out.
But idol, anything else?
Yeah, I think it's kind of sad that they even went through with that farce of a final show.
If they know he's going to get his ass
knowing that
to
poor Queen Boy is going to get just blown apart. I mean, it wasn't even like they've disclosed what I was sure of. It was
it's almost as if they wanted to sell the ad space for the highest rated episode
almost
of the season.
But we know that's silly, and they're really just there for the music, Will. Bite your tongue. Yeah, the boy got blown out, just as I suspected.
I'm sure he did.
Well, yeah.
Ta-da, Paul bang. Stanley.
Oh, God. Well, he still had the star on his face. The target. The Tarjay.
Does Paul have a star? Yeah.
Paul's the star.
Ace has something that looks like stars. I don't know what that
is. Ace is retarded, like comet smear. Yeah. Looks like I wiped
Ace.
Myself on Ace. And then Peter, Chris, or whoever's
cat.
Wearing the cat makeup. And then Gene's the gargoyle. Or the
dragon.
Demon.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. There's your Kiss trivia. Kids who have no idea who the F Kiss is. Other than someone from a
of course, Adam
hack
had to
reality show.
Accessorize himself with, like, the platform dragon boots.
Oh, yeah. You know, he had, like, 8 pairs of those on his carry-on. They're like, you ready for Kiss? He's like, what?
I'm playing with Kiss tonight.
Paul Stanley? Awesome.
But,
yeah, man. The guy, I like him more. I really don't think he's anything that amazing, but he's good.
Best out of that crap heap.
Yeah. Other than Troll Doll. I love me Troll Doll.
Yeah, but she's still, like, boring, you know.
Arisen Irahita.
You could still find, like, a million vocal majors, like, across the country.
Yeah.
But
she didn't have a voice like Janis, though. I mean, she...
Yeah,
I mean,
especially, what, she's 17?
No, she's, like, 15. She sounded
she's 16, like, she turned 17.
Really?
In the competition.
I mean, she sounded like she sucked off the Marlboro Man 5 times a day. She had some rasp there.
Yeah, so...
But I enjoyed it.
Nah, I mean, good for her, but... I don't know. The only thing I care to comment on is how I want Bikini Girl to sit on my face.
Well, that was the whole last episode. They did their little shtick.
Oh, God, that was brutal.
They have all the old contestants come out.
Superlatives and all that S.
Yeah, we had our best male guy who didn't really hack it, which was Norman Gentle, who I thought Simon was always a little mean to Norman Gentle. I kind of enjoyed him.
Funniest effer in that group, Jesus.
He was funny, and his vocals didn't suck.
Nah. I mean, it's not like he could have gone all the way, but...
No, he would have, like, top 10, maybe, though. You think people wouldn't want to see Norman Gentle with his little maxi pad around his head or whatever the F he wore on tour? That'd be funny.
But...
They like the show. They like the pageantry. Give him a laugh.
Who won, like, the best, like...
Chick?
Well, that was Bikini Girl. Who won, like...
No, the best taco or the taco they invited back was that fat Rican.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And they did that whole staged, like, oh, she's stealing the mic from the security guards and Ryan. They can't stop this diva. Look at her go.
Oh, God.
Oh, that killed me.
Gosh,
it was funny
disgusting.
For 5 seconds. And then as soon as she broke away from the guards and they just sat there and you're like, oh, this is just 100% staged.
I knew.
I wanted
if
them
that
to
wasn't
really...
staged, she would have been taken down like a goddamn NFL player on the
gridiron.
Oh, they
would have had snipers in the rafters. He would have just seen strawberry pudding everywhere.
No, every second of that was, like, rehearsed.
Yeah. Yeah,
obviously.
Well, and then you had...
And especially when Kara surprises Bikini Girl, I mean...
Well, Kara's body is pretty diesel, man. I gotta...
Yeah, I mean, she ain't fat. I'm sure Paul looks pretty decent in bikini, too. She got a weird rack, but she ain't fat.
Weird camel humps.
Yeah, God, have you seen, like... She's got, like, implant cleavage, but she doesn't have... Maybe she does. Maybe she just has small ones.
Well, she she's might just be rocking the Wonder Bras, man. Any push-up bra gives chicks the implant cleavage.
No, but I mean, like, when she does, like, they're just, like, 5 miles apart. She got the refund gap, to quote the dirty.
I didn't know that was supposed to be, I thought implant cleavage was supposed to be good.
No, that's why everyone makes fun of it. Like, oh, look how far apart they are.
Oh, they settle far apart? I'm not, like, an implant expert. I'm not huge on them. Give me a chick with an extra 15 pounds and just real big ones. I'd
terrible.
Go with that any day.
No.
Work it off them.
But...
But you had Bikini Girl. I forget what the hell that no talent's name is. Just another person famous
Katrina
for being famous.
Daryl. No, at least she's hot.
Well, there's a million chicks better looking than her, like, in L.A. and Miami, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, just to us, because we're starved for ass, because we're in Nova, where there's just nothing.
At least nothing cool. I don't care.
Well, the
about
town
that.
Sign reads, "Welcome to Nova. You're ugly." It's... You got nothing here. There's no scooch to lay pipe to.
I don't know, man. D.C. last night, there's some pretty decent stuff.
Well, I drive through D.C. like twice a damn day. Yeah, it's wicked there, but it's all these rich, spoiled bitches.
Exactly, so it's like, yeah, F them.
Yeah, we can't deal with that.
No.
That's like from a different world, man. I don't care
no,
that
that's what I always
15
said.
Miles from you. That's a different damn world.
No, that's what I always said. I mean, I like rock chicks, but not many of them here.
We're some broke-ass immigrant kids, really. Get right down to it.
We don't fit in anywhere.
No, we really don't. I don't feel I'm white.
No, we've...
I don't feel I'm anything else.
And, like, we're put in, like, schools with rich Zionists as opposed to, like, the trash we live next to. And...
Yeah, but we were smarter and better than them.
Yeah,
so we really
still weren't rich, so...
Yeah, we're Papa Giorgio. That's the only real category you can throw us under.
No, I mean, that's my whole life. I accept it, but yeah, no, we never... I don't
no,
fit in
F-ups.
With any group.
I have never felt kinship with anything, really.
Me
Once
neither.
Every 3 years, 4 years, I meet a person that I really get along with.
Yeah, that's just, who gives an ass? I like it better, honestly.
Trust no one other than family. Believe in no one other than family. If you've got a couple people other than family to help you out, that's good. But I look at you guys, and that's it.
Yeah.
You and Mariah.
I mean, some people, I gotta trust Allison, you know?
I trust Allison. I trust Tony and Rich, you know?
Yeah, so... But, no, I mean, as far as just clicks or whatever, hell no.
No, we got nothing. We never fit in with a damn thing. We were never going to Mickey D's after the football games.
Nor do I particularly give an S to, you know?
No.
I mean, because how sad is it when there's, like, a whole bunch of other mother effers who, like, look like you, dress like you. If all of a sudden you dropped off the face of the effing planet, they wouldn't even notice.
Yeah. No, that's deep, son.
Yeah.
That's deep. Father William. Yeah. Every Sunday, 2 p.m.
Not a sermon, just a thought.
Oh, God. Lon Solomon the Junkie.
Whatever. I don't even know his name. All I know is my old dip-ass boss used to go to that church.
Are you kidding me?
McLean Bible Church.
Oh, that guy's a Jew for Jesus, dude.
Route 7.
He's like an ex-junkie and stuff.
The pastor?
Yeah, Lon Solomon.
That makes
sense. Can you get a damn Jewier name? Come on.
No, my old boss's last name is Weibel.
I mean, his name should have been like Heuschel Moskowitz or something. Even that
I knew he was
Jewier than Lon
boss
Solomon.
Is a Jew for Jesus.
Really?
Weibel? Maybe German, but...
Yeah, it could be Kraut, actually.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Kraut, come to think of it. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, to be safe, we could put him in the crematorium if you want.
What the hell are Jews for Jesus?
Jewish people that believe Jesus was the Savior or whatever.
So then why aren't they Christian?
I don't know. They like matzo. What the hell do I know? They're retards. They want to stick it to both sides. They want to make their parents turn in their Jewish graves and
And they want free bar mitzvah gifts.
Exactly. There you go. They want the free air.
They want shiksas and bar mitzvah gifts.
Oh, God. You but Christmas, too.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I think you just cracked that one.
They want it all.
Screw Tom Hanks.
Twice the gifts.
Exactly. You got to the bottom of Angels and Demons. Right there.
Is that what that's about?
What? No, it was just about... Who gives an ass? Yeah, exactly. That was just some mystery-solving humor right there.
All right. What's next on the docket?
The next, we got either the people that blabbed and ruined my effing movie yesterday, or that old gray taco Susan Boyle, or me picking up hitchhikers. Pick your poison. You get one of three. We got 10 minutes before
the hitchhikers. I'm still...
The hitchhiker show. The hitchhiker segment.
Okay.
All right. We've never been one to pick up hitchhikers.
You think?
Yeah.
Has anyone... Goddamn Smokey and the Bandit days.
Yeah, Mariah raised us to be fearful of everything that casts a shadow. And so definitely a no-no is picking up hitchhikers.
I don't even like selling stuff to people on Craigslist. Although I'm not fearful of like going into people's homes when I teach guitar.
Uh-huh.
But like anytime I'm giving my address out for someone to come pick up a table, it's like, I wish I had a gun. Just in case.
Oh, I'm definitely buying one. With the money I'm saving on rent,
nice.
First 500s go into a nice 45.
Nothing can go wrong with that plan.
No, not at all. Keep it in my desk drawer, drink heavily. Nothing's going to happen. So, I'm driving home at 3:15 in the morning. I think I chilled a few extra minutes at my WTOP shift. This was the 7 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Where do you say that is? Like Wisconsin Avenue?
It's way up Wisconsin. You know where the National Cathedral is?
No, I know the area. Is there like a movie theater nearby?
I got no idea. Yeah. I don't know the area. Right. I just work there. Way up Wisconsin. Very ritzy.
Is it almost near Maryland?
Yes.
Okay.
You go up, you keep going up Wisconsin.
Well, how far is it from like DC 101 and that S?
7 miles.
Okay, so it is pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, it's far up there.
All right. Maybe so it's like almost 5. Near Bethesda?
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty close to Bethesda. So, I love that 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift because really you're just working until 9 or 10. And after that, it's just what can John watch to keep from falling asleep in front of people. And
how many other people are there when you do that?
Skeleton crew, about 3-4 others.
Huh.
We got an editor and we got two anchors who are tag teaming.
Any hot poon handy?
There's a couple things at TOP that aren't bad.
But not at that hour.
No, that hour.
Nasty dude.
That's a very quiet hour.
Right.
But I have been watching a lot of old Star Trek online. Never really watched Star Trek before, but you watch gay porn to pass the time.
It makes me nauseous. I don't know why.
Really?
Even The Next Generation, there's something very depressing about it to me.
It's just kind of dorky.
It's retarded. I'll
watch it. I've learned to enjoy it. All that crap sucks ass, but I'll watch the original Star Trek because it was a very action-packed show. All these dorks have kind of sullied the good name of it because it used to just be about Kirk getting his rocks off, you know, TFing some blue orbs.
Really?
Yeah, it was just about Kirk crushing ass and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, it was a real like action-packed. Like Flash Gordon serialized
Bang
adventure
aliens,
type thing.
Aliens like the black chick on the holodeck or what?
No, I said blue, not purple. He was crushing aliens and stuff like that. I mean,
and they show aliens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like you see penetration. It wasn't like Cinemax, but it was just like Kirk's making out with and just getting, you know, like every third episode he's laying some space ass.
That was bizarre. I never heard of that or knew that.
No, it's a pretty badass show. I mean, he's just porking up a storm.
You're talking about Shatner, right?
Shatner. Yeah. God blessed Shatner with his big fat gut hanging over that Starfleet belt.
Even at that age?
Yeah. Oh, he had a tummy.
Was he fat in the Twilight Zone? I don't remember.
I don't really recall. I did that Terror at 9.5 miles or whatever.
I saw another one. I've seen a few with him in it. Okay. What an awful show.
I'm not so big. Kind of from the dawn of TV.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, compared to what was out there at the time,
it's probably pretty bitchin'.
Yeah.
But
it's like what Tales from the Crypt was for us, yeah, I imagine.
Exactly. So I'm watching Star Trek. I find some Dexter illegally online, the season 3 that I never watched.
Dexter St. Jock.
Yeah, watching some Dexter. I'm driving home, 3:15, and I see these two drunk kids coming down Wisconsin. It's pretty empty. It's a fat blonde girl.
Oh, fatty. Were they preppy?
Yeah. Oh, preppy, okay. Like, douchebag.
F them.
Well, I'm just chilling. They weren't trying to hitch. I'm just chilling at the light, and I start laughing hysterically because I'm just like, this dude's going to F that. I almost dropped the F-bomb. Going to F that fat blonde girl.
Was the dude fat?
No. He's just a normal-looking guy. So he's just looking to crush some fat buns. You know, this is like his late-night leavings. It's 3 in the morning.
Right.
This is 3 in the morning ass. This
so he was going below standards.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Below EPA recommended.
He was going diving for cave treasure.
I do not get that.
I really don't either.
Just go home, go online. You can see better.
Exactly. Take care of business yourself. So I'm chilling at the light laughing, and the blonde catches me laughing.
What are you laughing at?
She must think I'm, like, smiling at these two being all, like, gay and in love together. Whatever you want to call
it.
Aren't
we cute? Take our picture so we can put on Facebook.
And I'm just laughing because it's like, oh, honey, he's just going to crush your fat buns. Then you're going to wake up and he won't be there and you're going to have to order 6 breakfasts to get over the pain of it. And she runs up to the window and she knocks. She's like, hey, I know this is kind of random, but can we get in and get a ride? And I'm like, I'm kind of out of it at this point. And it's just, I'm going to be driving home to mom's otherwise. I got nothing going on.
And where are they looking to go?
They don't even say it at that point. They're just like, can we hitch with you down the road? So, like, so I go, screw it, hop in. Like, you know, against pretty much all better judgment. But you can tell if it's a hustle or whatever. These people are just drunk idiots.
Yeah, still.
Still not my sharpest moment.
Yeah.
So they get in. They're like, wow, that is too cool of you. And the chick is like, I insist on giving you some cash. Hands me $10 right there. I go, all right then. At first I would have said no, I'm going to be the noble soul, but screw it.
No, I learned a long time ago, you don't turn down money.
Yeah, I'm going out of my way
Dude,
for these
people
two.
People give me 20s, and this has happened several times. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you get those crisp bills from the bank and they stick together, they give me an extra 20, I don't say S.
No, just march out.
I used to, not anymore. No, stop.
March out, get the hell out.
Because I didn't see it.
Yeah. Secret, stay with me. Just like the way you can keep a secret with the adults that touched you as a kid.
If you didn't
keep that secret,
if you didn't tell it, you gave me 80 instead of 60, neither could I.
Yeah. So these two start kind of making small talk with me, and I really don't like talking to people.
Get out.
I'll level with you. I kind of just sit there. I let them talk to each other more.
Show me your fat tatas.
I was kind of staring at her fat jugs, I'm not going to lie. I mean, she's a blonde girl. She wasn't, like, fat, but she was chubbed. She needed to drop some.
Celebrity comparison?
We'll go with, like, a Linda Hogan. I mean, you're just talking...
How old was she?
Like, 20.
She looked like Linda Hogan.
I'm just going for...
Oh, size?
Sloppy blonde with big T's, yeah.
That ain't bad.
Well, no, she wasn't disgusting.
Linda Hogan used to be effing hot. Did you see that picture of her in Rolling Stone?
Yes, she used to be smoking.
How the... But that was like 3 years ago. What the F?
Never get married, Will. Never get married. Out of nowhere, they can hit the wall full force like Speedy Gonzalez with a blindfold on.
I noticed that with Jennifer J. I used to think she's pretty good-looking. Like, I mean, it's not like she's terrible now, but...
Yeah.
Looks like just hurting.
We will tiptoe. We will tiptoe around this individual. It adds nothing to the conversation. Positive.
Oh, no. I don't think she's listening though.
So I'm driving them around, and it turns out
she doesn't have cable or internet. We're sick.
Good point. They need to go to some hotel I actually used to work at.
Which one?
Marriott Wardman Park.
Oh, those rich F's.
Well, exactly. So I pull them there, and the guy chucks me 20 more at the end of the night.
Here you go.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was.
Crumples it up and throws it at you like Jordan Chavez and a stripper.
Buy yourself something pretty, slut. Yeah. So they do
did
that.
Did he hand it to you that way?
Oh, handed it to me. Gave me a handshake. Okay,
so he didn't actually throw it.
No, handed it to me and I start laughing.
That is one of the all-time greatest moments.
You want crumpling up
a dollar bill.
Well, tell that story. We're going to go out on that note because we're going to bail. Show's over.
Jesus.
Tell that story real fast because even I am brain farting on it.
F it. Yeah. I don't even remember. I don't even think I saw it that much. I think you just told me. I was at the table, but I wasn't really paying attention.
With the Jordan to tip a stripper, just crumpled a dollar.
It kind of is.
Like a lot of food.
like it repelled off her. That much force.
All right. I'm not topping that story. We're going out on that note. Will, you available next week? Give the audience something to look forward to. Come on.
Sure.
That's what
I believe so.
All right, everybody. This is John Papagiorgio. This was Papa's Basement. Again, archives can be found at inpapasbasement.com. Show every Saturday at 3 to 4 p.m. www.fcac.org/WEBR. And we are free at last, free at last. God Almighty, free at last.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.